Well, the New York International Auto Show opens this weekend, and so does the 8th installment of the movie franchise Fast and Furious. Fast and Furious is centered around horsepower, and the same is pretty much true at the New York Auto Show. Here's NPR's Sonari Clinton.
Some auto shows are about fuel economy. Some are about design and style. This one is about horsepower. Now, to give you an example, your average Honda Civic gets about 150-something horsepower, which is plenty, trust me. Fiat Chrysler just introduced the Dodge Demon. It has 840 horses revving under that hood. It's the fastest car in production.
Okay, so my name is Ralph Gill. I'm head of global design for Fiat Chrysler Automobiles.
Why do drivers need cars that get, you know, over 200 horsepower? Isn't 150 good enough?
Because you can, right? So the technology is there today. And first of all, we're balancing a lot with these vehicles. They're perfectly safe. They've got all of that stuff. And they get actually shockingly good fuel economy when you drive them normally. But there's that moment when you want to forget your problems. You want to kind of almost transition to another dimension for a while. And that's what these cars do for people.
But right? Ralph, you know, people aren't using these cars to forget their problems.
Yes,
they're going to work on the 405. They're going to work in Detroit. Like, why?
But it's part of the dream. There's something about it. You get it. Even if you never exploit its performance, you know you could.
This is very easy. This is the last gasp of like the 5 mile per gallon supercars.
Jean Jennings is exaggerating just a little. Her website is Jean Knows Cars. She was the longtime editor and president of Automobile Magazine. Jennings says as consumers are getting swayed to buy SUVs, car companies are pulling out all the stops when it comes to high-performance sedans.
It is everyone's last chance to make all those car enthusiasts in the world who are screaming bloody murder about autonomous cars coming. This is the last gasp to make them happy. And then after that, you got to buy a membership to a racing club somewhere. It's not going to be on the road.
So if you want to get your supercharged Dukes of Hazzard car or Honor Prince with a little red Corvette, Jennings and most of the engineers and designers here say, you better hurry. Because literally, the entire industry is betting on autonomy. Sonari Glenton, NPR News.